I think rumour has it he was a little bit slow in paying his mobile phone bill yesterday during foreign, so there could have been a little bit of an issue there with Telstra. Only joking. We missed him yesterday, but we've got him today, and it's always good to chat with Kieran Foran. G'day, Kieran.
G'day, guys.
Have you paid your bill?
Yeah. I don't know what happened there. I didn't look at the schedule right, and the next minute I was on having physio in the morning. So.
Nah, fine. Mm-hmm. How is the dodgy hamstring?
Yeah, no, it's good. It's getting better. It's close to 100%. We're just still monitoring my loads through the week, but I'm pretty pain free for the games at the moment, which is good.
How many people per day are asking you how's the hamstrings? You must be getting sick of it.
It's a pretty frequently asked question at the moment. So yeah, a few, but you know, like I said, it's on the mend, and you know, we're pretty confident that I won't have any more dramas with it, you know, carrying on the year.
Well, mate, it's because when you run, you look all right, but when you're walking, you always look like you're going sideways.
Yeah, I've got this horrible little waddle, don't I? Just side to side. Everyone always gives it to me. 3 minutes into a game, I look like I'm in about the 77th minute.
You know, you look like Joey is now when Joey walks. So that's that's what you've got to look forward to.
Yeah. Don't say that.
Before we get to your game, did you see your former team go around last night? They were very, very brave after playing three games in the space of 10 days.
Yeah, I thought they were very brave last night. I thought their performance was great. Could have gone either way, and they stayed in the fight right up till the end. So I thought that was a quality matchup, actually. And you know, both teams, you know, were really trying to grind out the win, and you know, in the end, South came away with it. But yeah, I thought it was a top quality game.
Now, apparently, Michael Maguire gave a great halftime spray to the Bunnies. You seem to be giving a bit of a spray late in that match against the West Tigers. Pretty revved up at the end, Kieran.
I happened to be riffing into Gusso late in that game when he was trying to slow down the play to allow our boys to get back on the line, and I was seeing red, so I certainly let him know about it, but it was all good laughs at the end of the game. Mm. We all had a bit of a laugh about it, but yeah, I was pretty revved up there.
I imagine all the guys, and they should be proud of it, and Brad Arthur himself, about this defensive record. Parramatta is building as the best defensive team in the comp, but we're only four rounds in, Kieran. It's a massive challenge every weekend, isn't it?
Oh, it is, yeah. We're certainly not reading into it too much. You know, to be honest with you, you know, we're putting ourselves under a lot of pressure, and we're having to do a lot of that defending. You know, we're having to make close to 350 tackles a game at the moment, which is just way too much. You know, we're turning over way too much ball and just not completing our sets the way we would, and that's putting added pressure on us to have to defend our line. You know, and it's great that we're able to hold teams out, and our defensive structures are working really well. But like you said, there's only so long you can you can sustain that for. Eventually, it'll take its toll on our bodies and wear us down.
Which is, you know, if you hold on to some ball, you've got a fairly cracking back line there that can do some damage.
Yeah, that's right, and that's the intention. You know, we've got such good strike out there on the edges that we want to be able to get those guys the ball as much as possible. And at the moment, we're just not able to mount any pressure on the opposition try line and get back-to-back sets. And you know, a lot of that falls on myself and Normie's shoulders. So you know, we're going to look to, I guess, fix that area of the game up this weekend, and hopefully our defence can stay the same. But you know, we can start to fire and attack a little bit more.
Now, one of the guys who's been leading that defensive effort, along with Bo Scott, has been Tim Manor, Kieran, and he's got a cracked shoulder blade. That sounds painful, but I heard him say that it was better than doing the ligaments surrounding it.
Yeah, apparently so. I mean, I was trying to listen in on the physio talk about it yesterday, and you know, they're only saying that he could be sidelined only up to about a month. So,
yeah, 3 weeks before initially.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible considering it's a cracked shoulder that he could only miss 3 or 4 games. But that's apparently what they're saying at the moment. But yeah, he's been enormous for us so far to start this year. His leadership qualities and his, like you said, just his ability to defend the line and turn up for his mate is second to none.
I'll tell you another bloke who's playing well, Bo Scott. He's an angry, man. He loves to hunt pigs. He also likes to hunt blokes with a ball.
He fishes too. I don't think he'd be catching too much in the Parramatta River.
Well, no, but Kieran, I saw him interviewed after the game at the weekend, and he said, "You know, I've got a job to do for this club, and you know, tell us about the influence he's had as a leader."
Yeah, his influence has been massive. You know, as a leader, like you said, a bloke with his experience at club level and representative level, having a hard head like that come to the club has been really instrumental for our young forwards and our young guys coming through. And then, like you said, you know, what he brings on game day, just his toughness and that edge and that want to turn up and the desire to make every tackle, it rubs off on everyone. And, you know, I can't speak highly enough of his influence on the side.
I've got some bad news about one of your teammates, unfortunately.
What's that?
Semi-Rad Radra has officially made himself available for the Kangaroos, and you'll have to play him for the Kiwis.
He's going to be running at you all night.
I'm not too happy about that. I'll try and convince him to stay with Fiji.
Hey, you know, do you have to get him involved in the middle, or does he voluntarily sort of come in as often as he likes?
Yeah, I think it all depends on the style of game. I mean, if you look at that game 2 weeks ago against the Bulldogs, you know, he was able to come in through the middle of the field there and really open up the Bulldogs' defence and punch some lines. But, you know, we did so much defending on the weekend that he was probably so tired that he wasn't able to get in there in the middle and come in for those runs. But ideally, that's where we want to use him. We want to be able to use him through the middle of the field because he's such an athlete and he's so big and strong that he's able to just pierce the line.
I bet he's sick of being in the news. There was reports last week that the, you know, may want out of Parramatta, and there's talk about eligibility issues every week. How does a big fella handle it?
Yeah, I mean, he's pretty cool, calm, collective guy about it, but you can certainly tell that he's probably over it, sick of hearing about it and sick of reading about it. So I'm sure he just wants to put to bed, and he just wants to get on and play footy and enjoy it. So, you know, hopefully, you know, the club and his management can take care of that side of things and he can just get on and enjoy the footy.
Final one from me, Kieran. Where do you get Panthers? Where do you think you can get them?
I mean... To be honest, they're a pretty off-the-cuff sort of side. They're able to change their game plan up sort of week to week, so it's hard to get a read on what they're actually going to throw at you or where their weaknesses are. So we've just been more focused on what we need to do and what we need to improve this week, and our big improvement will be completing and trying to hold the footy and mount some pressure. And if we do that, then we'll back our defence to hold them out and hopefully come over the top with a few tries.
I like they ping around the field. They're like they're pinballs. They're all over the place. It must be very hard to defend that type of footy.
Yeah, they are. I mean, we've watched a little bit of video of them, but like I said, it changes week to week with them. They've got blokes, you know, switching and swapping positions. They throw it from one side of the field to the other. You know, they don't really play to any set structure, so they're very hard to defend against. So, you know, like I said, we've just focused on what we need to improve this week, and if we do that, then, you know, we're pretty confident that we'll come over the top.
Now, just before you go, Duckman, who always texts into this show, says, "Boys, Kieran Foran's hamstring gets more attention than Yana Pittman's knee after the operation before the 2008 Olympics." That's how you're going.
He's not wrong.
Yeah. We're gonna let's make it a hamstring free zone next time we get you on the show.
Sounds good.
Well done, mate.
Good. All right, guys.
Good luck on the weekend.
Thanks very much.